This is the last direction that I wanted to take the council in. This is a very unfortunate day and something I didn't want to oversee. But the reality is, we've been here for hours and we haven't even endorsed the minutes because one councillor continued to scream over everybody else, continued to disrupt, persistently disrupt, ignore the ruling of the chair, and business just couldn't happen. I'm conscious that we had a councillor, a future councillor to be co-opted on to replace his late father, and we didn't even get to do that. And I think that's a very, very sad day that we couldn't at least have got as far as that as to co-opt on that man. So, well, it's an unfortunate day. I think I was presented with no alternative option but to do what was done. So what we need to do now is dust ourselves down, come back in a week's time and actually get the business done that we're elected to do.
The other reality is there were very important issues on the agenda today, not least agreeing provisions on wind energy for the development plan to go to public consultation, a very important plan for Letterkenny again to go to public consultation. Those consultations now further delayed. Presumably that means decisions on those important things also further delayed.
We had a hugely important agenda. There was a lot of issues that people had been contacting me that they wanted to see done. They wanted to see the people that they elected, the local councillors elected, and acting on their behalf, making very, very important decisions. But what ended up was we didn't get past the minutes. We didn't get past the adopting of the minutes because of one councillor. Now, there was 36 councillors who were willing to work and do so in a professional and dignified manner, but one councillor tried to take control of the meeting and made sure that no work could get done. But in a week's time, because the decision was made today, we'd be coming back. And I would hope now that all other 36 councillors will work together for the people of Donegal in a very professional, dignified manner.